number?
81.
81, and we are live. Well, we're live now. We'll be live when you watch it.
Well, theoretically.
I'm live, although it is post-Halloween.
So who knows if we had a killer app.
Make sure to watch the killer app on Channel 9. We'll link to it right over here. But as we were saying, we're at the PDC.
PDC 10.
It's the PDC.
The PDC.
It's the Professional Developers Conference.
Can it be pronounced THEPDC?
If you want to be really cool.
Yeah. I like how that L was backwards on your head.
Well, it's because it's reverse image in the screen when they shoot it. It's very technical.
It's clearly not. But what's going on at PDC this year?
Well, first of all, behind us, we've got the Channel 9 Live stage. So Charles Torrey is on stage right now interviewing, I believe, Dean Hamachevich, probably talking about the IE9 announcements that are made.
Oh, okay.
I was on there yesterday talking to Charlie Kindle, Albert Shum, Drew Lytle for Windows Phone 7, and that's all streaming live, plus you can get it on demand. And did you watch the keynote yesterday?
I did not get a chance to watch the keynote.
It is also on demand.
Is it?
Yes,
okay.
So you can go back and watch it.
Well, now I know what I'm doing this weekend.
That's. I believe that's what you would do this weekend.
Until you saw the subtle head shake.
No, but I believe that the subtle head shake was to throw people off make them believe that you're cooler than you are.
Yeah, that's right. It's like a flare or a chafe.
So some of the exciting news from PDC this year, they announced a couple more partner apps, some launch apps for Windows Phone 7. Actually, I'm really psyched about the Amazon Kindle app. Do you read, Paul?
I occasionally read, only if people would scroll my teleprompter for me, though. Then.
Right. I know you write. Paul is actually an author
of
a fascinating book that I've read time and time again called Sequel Something.
It's actually Professional SQL Server 2005 Performance Tuning.
That's right. Paul wrote that book. It's amazing.
Co-author.
I prefer pop-up books, but the Amazon Kindle app is actually really cool, and it'll be coming to Windows Phone 7 with some added features that are new and improved from previous versions of the app on other sort of devices.
Okay.
Cool. And obviously IE9, they made some announcements and released a new beta.
Yes.
Which we're going to talk about, but you just have to hold those horses.
Yes, it's actually a developer preview, but we will talk about that in a little bit.
That's what I meant. And that's a pretty, it's just a lot we've got to chew off here.
Yeah, I think the cool thing is that PDC is actually on Microsoft's campus this year.
It is. You've invaded our turf.
So there is no need for us to, like, go travel to some boring location like L.A.
Yeah, we didn't have to stay for free in a really nice hotel and order room service and sit at the rooftop bar.
Yeah.
That would really be terrible.
This is clearly...
Thank God he's here in Redmond.
Yes.
Awesome.
Good times. All right, let's get this show started.
Okay.
All right, one of the big announcements at PDC was IE9 Developer Preview 6.
Yeah.
So this is a developer platform preview, which means it's not a beta that's really ready for mass consumption yet, unless you're a developer and you can see all the amazing enhancements we have to our rendering engine and to all the amazing things that we're doing with, like, CSS.
So can developers build pages using IE9 right now, or the tools available? How does that work?
So what they would do is that they would write code that would take advantage of certain elements, like the canvas element or the new improvements to CSS.
Okay.
And then they would open it up in IE9 to see how it would render and how quickly it would work. So there are a few applications right now that are developed by the IE9 team that will
actually... they're not actually applications, right? They're web pages that run like applications because it's so fast, Paul.
Sure. If you don't want to call it an app...
I'd like to be technically correct.
Okay. Well, it's a web app that can run. So there are a few different things. There's like a little boat racing thing where you can see how quickly the boat races around.
Yes.
And this is actually, this looks a lot like the inflatable raft that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
I bet they stole that idea to build the web app page
and
from our show.
And surprisingly enough, this one also inflates on water.
It float. It not go under.
So that's really good. Then they opened the same thing in the latest beta of Chrome 7. And Chrome was just like, it was actually very, very
chugging
slow.
Chugging along.
Just very,
along.
Very slowly. Another one they had like a little game where a helicopter was flying through.
This one really blew me away, literally.
Yeah, it was very...
Not literally, figuratively.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, is that what happened to your hair with, like, the helicopter?
I got excited. I confused my words. It
happened. But this one, I think, is actually better if you open it up in Firefox because it just trugs along really slowly and it makes it very easy how you can just like avoid things.
And it actually shows you the speed that your helicopter is moving along.
Right.
And the fastest speed that it could go in some of the other browsers was like 12.
Yeah.
And then you watch it zip by like on the new IE9 and it is, you know, it's for more advanced gamers like me.
Right.
Who have, you know, massive control at that sort of like flight speed.
But gamers like me that just like winning and not losing, I would just go with the slow one because I can avoid obstacles a lot easier.
Right, but awesome gamers like me who like to win but also win at expert level will understand where I'm coming from.
Right, so not expert level in Scrabble because we've already disproven that that myth.
That's, gamers don't play that. That's for
nerds. And we, again, we still need to figure out the Halo Reach game that we're going to play.
We will do this.
Point.
I was busy with Halloween. Go watch my Halloween video called Killer App here on Channel 9. But we're gonna set that right up hopefully before Thanksgiving.
Yes, that would be great. I did buy Halo Reach recently though. We're diverting a little off the topic of IE9, and I absolutely love the game. So we're definitely gonna play, and we're gonna pwn some noobs.
Okay.
But anyway, IE9 Developer Platform Preview 6 is out there for all you developers out there. Lots of great enhancements. Give us some posts or post some comments. Let us know what you think.
All right, thank you, Paul. Paul, are you a big fan of cartoons?
Digitally
rendered films?
Oh, I was thinking like Ren and Stimpy.
Well, who doesn't love Ren and Stimpy,
I know.
Right?
Like with log rolling downstairs and over in pairs and rolls over your neighbor's dog.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
What's great for a snack and fits on your
back.
It's log.
Yeah.
Send check or money order to the address on your screen.
That is good. But that is not what I'm talking about.
Oh, what are we talking about?
I'm talking about digitally rendered 3D movies, or not 3D, but CG movies, things like Avatar.
Uh-huh.
Things like Toy Story.
Yes.
And all of these films, I'm sure you already know, handled by a group called Pixar.
Right. I don't think Avatar was made by Pixar, though. It was made by James Cameron, wasn't it?
Well, James Cameron is a person.
Uh-huh.
And Avatar's a movie, and Pixar's a company. Actually, I don't know if Pixar was involved
in
that.
Right, that's all
but
I'm saying.
But I know they were involved in... today.
In Toy Story.
Toy Story, for sure.
Right.
And the movie Up.
Yes.
These are done by Pixar.
Definitely.
Great, great animated films. Anyway...
What's cool about that?
What's cool about that is that in order to sort of create these effects...
Yep.
On an average computer, to just render out graphics at that level, it would take, I think, years.
250 years.
250 years for this little guy. Probably more for this little guy.
I don't know. This guy is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what they've created is a company called Render Farm. And Render Farm allows filmmakers the opportunity to use their processing power. So you'll put 700 or 800 processors on this massive task.
Right. So Pixar, there was a director of development there. I think his name was Chris
Ford.
Chris Ford.
Ford.
And he was saying that an average studio has some type of render farm, so like a farm of computers that generally totals like 700 to 800 processors that will go through and like process all of the bits into like some type of digital film. And now what they're trying to do is they recently announced with Bob Muglia here at PDC that they're trying to, they put together a prototype on Azure where instead of having like your own on-premise farm for computers that you have to manage and you have to buy for like all the hardware, you can just have Azure be that compute platform.
Right, essentially opening up this processing power to anyone. Because now it doesn't need to live in your, at your studio or at your whatever your on-premise location is.
Yep. So they've had this technology called RenderMan for a while.
RenderMan, that's what I was trying to say.
And basically since Laura was a sophomore in high school, they've
ages and ages ago.
I mean, ever since Toy Story's
released. Back when
movies
had no sound.
Well, they had 8-bit sound. I think that's what they had way back then. But they...
You just laughing?
I know. I just totally cracked myself up. But they've been using this technology for quite some time now, and they're trying to put together this prototype on Microsoft-based technologies, even though Steve Jobs,
who... like, did he found Pixar?
Yeah, I think he was like
he's
the CEO for a while.
Yeah, and, like he definitely, he's behind Pixar, and he's joined hands with us to put it all up on Azure.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
So it's pretty cool that this prototype's out there. It'd be really interesting to see if they can actually turn this into a business where instead of just using this technology to render the films for Pixar if they could use this to, like, help out other studios and then charge them some type of fee on top of it. That way it can bring in, like, another source of income for them and help them.
I'm sure they will figure out a way to make this very, very profitable.
Yeah.
They've also mentioned, you know, all the big movies are done this way, and now they're looking to get all the small screen animations done this way as well.
Yep.
So really, you know,
yeah, something like
every possible space.
Yeah, so they said, like, 700 to 800 processors for the typical studio. But for something like Avatar, Avatar had, like, their own proprietary thing that was, like, 40,000 processors just cranking away
but
for,
Avatar,
like, a month.
Avatar, all of the digital files on Avatar were actually housed by a Microsoft data farm as well.
Yeah, they partnered with Microsoft Research. So, like, basically anywhere in this space where you're looking at, like, massive computing at scale, like, Microsoft has their hands in it.
So I love that. Yeah, and people say it's just nerds. We are creative.
Yeah, we're pretty impressive with our technical resources in the creative process.
Cool.
All right, Laura, it's been about 2 weeks since we last promoted a contest.
Well, people like free stuff, Paul.
Do they?
And that is proven.
It's not free if you have to retweet your soul.
That's what souls are for.
Oh, okay.
That's why I retweet everything.
Yeah. Oh, wait,
What's this
me.
Contest? Yeah.
So I guess there's a contest here where Microsoft's giving away a Windows Phone 7 plus a one-year Zune Pass subscription. And there are other lucky winners, five other lucky winners that will get a one-month pass to
And
to
all
Zune
you
pass.
Have to do to be eligible to win a Windows Phone, awesome.
Yep.
Or a month or a year-long subscription to Zune, awesome.
Yep.
Is tweet. That's it. Just tweeting.
Just a little tweet. click of the mouse.
That's it. Oh, just retweet. I think you just go to Twitter and you I think you need to follow hashtag Windows Phone.
Yeah,
and that will give you, and you can do that every day, and enter every day.
And then every week we'll be giving away all six of these prizes, and you basically just have to say that Zune on Windows Phone 7 rocks my world.
Rocks my world. Yeah. I agree. It definitely does.
It's like your shirt, but your shirt says "Rock on."
What does it say?
I don't know. We probably have to blur out this whole.
Forget
area.
It. Anyway, go to Twitter and follow. Hashtag Windows Phone, follow at Windows Phone, and you're in, and you're golden, and I wish you the best of luck. All right, everybody, PDC, the PDC, excuse me.
FEPDC.
Is coming to a close, and so is this week's episode of Ping, but Paul wanted to quick talk about Halo Reach.
Yeah, Halo Reach, I've been playing it, a lot of fun. So we have a bunch of people that have already
We've got a bunch of gamer tags. We need some more.
Yeah, we'll take some more gamer tags. So please send in your gamer tags if you want to play Halo Reach with some Niners and some of the people here behind the scenes at Ping. Just send it to ping@microsoft.com and make sure to include your
Gamer tag. And your Channel 9 alias?
Channel 9 alias, sure. And your time zone. Time zone's really important.
Time zones are important. But we're going to give out the time zone of when we're going to do it.
Right.
And they can just find us.
That's true. So we just want to make sure it's not going to be at, like, 4 a.m. everybody's time. Maybe it'll just be 4 a.m.
Right, because Paul will be drunk.
Well, yeah, in the middle of the afternoon for me.
Right.
But yeah, so anyway, so send us that. And don't forget to follow L. Foy.
Do it. I suggest you do. And at Paul Mesty.
No E.
Paul Mest.
At Paul Mest.
I clearly follow.
And I will retweet whatever anyone says.
And check out the killer app. The Halloween video by Channel 9.
Quite
scary. It is. It's a wrap. Hey!